Okay, here we go. Pesach Sheni, Tavshin Pei Beis with the Shemi Shmuel, Zuchos Yogim Alina, our Shunan Lunin, Shemin Zuchos, the first Shemin for Esav Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipor, Bas Osh, Chol Yisrael, and Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, whose Yosef was last week, Shein Bas of Yosef. Says the Shemi Shmuel in Tav Reish Ayin Beis, Yesh Le Yizboni, Madu Pesach Sheni, Nikra Pesach Katan. Why is it the Pesach Sheni is called Pesach Katan? In the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, it quotes Pesach Sheni as Pesach Katan. So the Shemi Shmuel has a few different Pesach Sheni ideas, and he says you have to go back to a Medrash in Parshas Vayigash. Yosef Ktanon Shel Shvatim Haya. The Yosef, there's a very strong connection between Pesach Sheni and Yosef. The Medrash says in Parshas B'Shalach, She Pesach Sheni Hu B'Schus Yosef. The Pesach Sheni were in Schus of Yosef. Pashup Shat is that they were carrying the bones of Yosef. Lama Nigara, the whole Indian of Parshas Baloscha, the Pesach Sheni could carry the Yosef. But says the Shemi Shmuel, there's a much deeper idea over here. That not only Yosef, it was a tzchus of Yosef, but the Medrash calls Pesach Sheni Pesach Katan, but Yosef is also called Katan. As the Medrash says in Vayigash, Yosef Ktanan Shal Shvatim Haya. So he says we have to understand what's going on over here. When you think of Yosef, you think of Yosef being the Sholit, Yosef being the leader. Yosef was the one who was the who gave off the food and to everyone in Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says in Vayichin, Sh'amra Yosef L'Shvatim Atem Aguf Ani Harosh. You guys are the body and I'm the head. So says the Shemi Shmuel, we see the opposite really of Yosef. Maybe Chashem Yosef could be Lamaisa, could be a Baal Gaiva. Says the Shemi Shmuel, an incredible idea. And he says this in Tafresh Pei Aleph. He says, Yosef had every reason to be a Baal Gaiva because he was the one with Bechor Shoro, he was the one who was giving sustaining the rest of Mitzrayim, sustaining the rest of the world. But Yosef was the opposite. Mikol makom haya sholit baruchu lamala mikol gedav gvul ad shenasa ba'atzma legamri. Lehefech kemo haya katon shel shvatim. When he says, Ani harosh v'atel aguf, it doesn't mean that he was the rosh, that he felt like Baal Gaiva. He had every reason to be a Baal Gaiva. But yet he was able to see the good and the guf and the quality and the kedush within every one of his brothers. And the Shemi Shmuel tells us that that's why Pesach Sheni happens in the month of Iyar. Why does it happen in the month of Iyar? Because Iyar doesn't have light by itself. Iyar is called Ziv. It's called the month of Ziv. Ziv is what shines, but it only gets the light from the month before. It's the Levana of Nisan. Nisan is the sun, and Iyar is the moon. What Nisan is the ability to be able to be mashpia, and Iyar is the one to be mekabel, to receive that light. How was Yosef able to do that? Through his humility. When he was thrown into jail, says Yishim Shmuel, he didn't ask questions on the Rabbon Hashem. Didn't ask questions. Hakol the Rotzon Hashem Yisbach, who Makaba love Bahava. Yosef Tzadik had the ability to be a big Baal Gaiva. But before he learned to be, he was the sustainer, the Sholeit. What did he learn? He learned the meat of humility, says Yishim Shmuel. He learned to say, even when things were throwing into the pit, he didn't ask why or. He das Ratzon Hashem, but only merhokli. This is the Rabbon Hashem. I'm mekabel, but to me most near lo yobiyoser. Maybe you say that's the connection of Pesach Sheni and Sfira. To me most tiyana. To me most means whatever the Rabbon Hashem wants. Tamim tiyam Hashalach. I'm with the Rabbon Hashem. Says the Shemi Shmuel. Yosef is the inyan of Pesach Sheni. Yosef shezeh ha'isa midasu v'nikra kadon shel shvatim zochu yisrael lekabel v'chodesh ziv ha'ara gedolim minisun la'azos Pesach v'nikra Pesach katan. So now. Says the Shemi Shmuel, perfectly, beautifully, that Pesach Sheni is Pesach Katan. Because what's Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni happens in the month of Iyar. And Iyar only gets the light from Nisan. Iyar gets the light because it doesn't have its own light. It's mevata ourselves to the month of Nisan. And that's his Yosef Tzadik. Yosef is called the Katan of the Shvatim. Because Yosef could have become a Baal Gaiva. And yet he didn't become a Baal Gaiva. Not in Parshas Vayeshev when he's thrown into the pit. Or when he's going thrown into jail. He was mekabel everything by Ahava. And cover everything by Ahava. When a person realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gives himself over to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you call a katan. But when you're a katan, that makes you a tzaddik. Kacha tzaddikim. Shemekabas b'mor ha-shemesh kena tzaddikim shemeval datam v'rotzon ha-shem isbarach. The ultimate way to be an ER Jew, to be a Yosef tzaddik digger Jew, means to mekabel everything in our lives with Ahava. I might not understand how, I might not understand why 45 tzaddikim last year died in Meron, but we mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only way. And that's why maybe said Pesach Sheni is really the ultimate introduction to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, where Rabbi Akiva could have thrown in the towel, but yet he starts again. Right? Rabbi Akiva, Gemara and Bracha, Samach Marbez, that you makab everything ba'ahava, hakol, kol da'ava, rachmano ta'ava, everything happens for the best. Who said that? It was Rabbi Akiva. At the Mavatra of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Akiva ben Yosef. Akiva is known in the Gemara. He's called Akiva ben Yosef. He had the midah of Yosef. The midah to be a katan. The midah to be a katan, which means to be the moon. What midah means to be a moon means to Mavatra of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When I end off with this, Rabbi Nachman, Sechus Yagnale likes to say, when a person wants to see something, you close your eye a little further, a little far, you close one of your eyes. But when you want to see something far, you close both of our eyes. It's the Indian of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is to close both of our eyes. To be a katan. Pesach Sheni is called Pesach Katan. It's called Yosef, it's called the katan. And Tzchus of Yosef, we were Zoycha, says the Medrash, we were Zoycha to Pesach Sheni, because it's the same Indian. Yosef is the Midah of Anava. Yosef made himself a katan in the pit. And even when he was on the top of the world, and he was the second in command, he was still saying, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was the Rabbona Shom. And Shmizoch HaBez Hashem, to take this beauty of his batlas of Anava, and Bez Hashem Yisbach, Siad HaShemaya, be on Karim Pesach, Shusun, in Yerushalmi, HaKadosh Bez Hashem Yisbach, Shukach.